This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. COVID-19 hospitalizations dropped this week to 145, the lowest point since spring. About half are unvaccinated. The highly transmissible Omicron subvariant BA5 makes up about 9 out of 10 cases. Dr. Dan Pastula from CU Anschutz says doctors expect a busy winter with respiratory viruses. A new booster aimed at fighting Omicron is now available.
But also don't forget about the influenza vaccine.
Colorado's coronavirus positivity rate has dropped to almost 5%. That's the lowest it's been since spring, but that number does not include most home rapid tests. A famous Denver restaurant is celebrating a cultural achievement. Casa Bonita, now owned by creators of the TV show South Park, recently offered language classes to all workers in English and Spanish. CPR's Tony Gorman attended the graduation ceremony.
It was all smiles as each person walked up to receive their certificates. 29 staff members recently completed a 32-week program in a second language of either English or Spanish.
This is our ESL class.
Executive Chef Dana Rodriguez knows from experience the importance of communication in Mexican restaurants.
You know, I work in kitchens a long, long time, and I didn't speak any English when I moved to Colorado. I still don't speak English, it's Spanish. But at least people understand me a little bit.
Those who received their certifications have been assigned positions with area nonprofits to practice their second languages until the restaurant reopens.
So we can have the best Casa Bonita in the whole world.
In Lakewood, I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
And a judge has ordered the release of an updated autopsy of Elijah McClain. CPR led a lawsuit by multiple news organizations after the Adams County coroner denied the release last month. The autopsy had been changed following grand jury testimony, which is not public record. This is CPR News and KRCC.